So if I haven't said it enough, I have an amazing wife. Elizabeth is not the one to jump in front of the microphone. She's not the one that ever looks for attention. She's just full of love, full of integrity, and support. And sometimes, my only complaint would be, it might be too much support. Because I could be a challenge to live with. There's no doubt, as an ADHD entrepreneur, I am up and down way more than she is. And there's good and bad that comes with that. A lot of good. And she'd tell you, but there's some bad, without a doubt. So I have to balance out my highs and lows, and I'm better at it than I've ever been before. But it still comes. So we're in the middle of probably one of our most challenging transitions we've ever done, even having kids. And let me backtrack a little bit, because I think I'm going to do continuous podcasts on this topic because there's a lot here. But we just moved to Florida. We're in an amazing place. We're in Venice. And a few weeks in, it's really starting to come together. But there's a lot of challenges that are so uncertain that it's brought me probably more stress than I've felt in a long time. And the reason why is we kind of made it a little bit too easy for ourselves in the past. I talk often about freedom and financial freedom, but there is a downside to that. There's multiple, but a big one is when you get there, if you don't have the external motivation locked in, freedom can be painful. Not always in the moment, but when you have change. Because we're sitting there, we have almost ultimate time freedom. We've got a paid for house. We're homeschooling our kids so we can do whatever we want. And in so many ways, it's glorious. But what happens when that changes? Sometimes that change is forced upon us. Sometimes we make that change ourselves. So we decide to change. We felt called to come down here. We want a new experience. We wanted a different way of life. Not that there was anything wrong with what we were doing, but we both felt it. When we got back from our trip this winter, from day one, we're like, we're selling the house, we're getting everything ready, we're moving down to Florida. And since that day, it's been in some ways a little tornado swirling in our house, quite literally painting rooms and boxing up boxes the first full day that we're home. Not having any idea how we're going to go about selling the house, how we're going to go about buying a house, figuring it all out along the way, which was very exciting, but very stressful because we're coming from this easy life we set up for ourselves, and now we're making it more difficult, but it's all going to be worth it, you say. Everybody tells you that too. So we get the house ready to sell, and in the process, we're packing, you know, a lot of memories that we're packing up. The kids are a little bit in flux because they've never really moved before since they were really little. Dylan had never moved, and now they're leaving all their friends. They're leaving their home, and it's not a Cry Me a River story. People move all the time, but we'd gotten a little bit too comfortable. It was too easy. And now we've got this house to sell. We've got to find a place in Florida because we decided to move to Florida at the all-time height of the real estate market here, where you have thousands of people moving here consistently and low inventory in areas that we want to move to. Now, again, it's another self-pity thing. Oh, there's no houses. Well, of course there are houses, but if I said it out loud, we don't want to move there. So I'm not going by the whole, oh, we can't find a place to live. It's just what our standards that we've set for ourselves are. Boo-hoo, deal with it. But Elizabeth found a great rental here. We hadn't rented before, at least full time. And we head down here at the beginning of July. And every day it's sunny. The heat's hot, but it's not as bad as I thought it would be. Everybody told us it would be awful. And I'm kind of enjoying it. And if the summer's the worst, then we're good to go. But day by day, I felt more and more stress. Things have been nagging on me, and I couldn't figure out why. It was to the point I'm waking up every night, like I used to do with my adrenal fatigue, 2-3 o'clock in the morning, and I'm thinking about everything. I mean, things that don't even cross my mind during the day are just flying through my head crystal clear. And I'm an open book to you, so I'm not holding anything back. I'll sit there and I'll question. I'll be like, wait a second, we had a paid for house that we're selling and we're renting now, and who knows what we're gonna be able to buy here. So over time, it's like, do we have that same security that we used to have? Are we going to have to rent for a year? Everybody tells us, rent for a year, see where you want to go. But we're so used to being home buyers that that's really uncomfortable. Again, get over it, right? But it still wakes me up at night. You start thinking about our kids and their friends. You leave all their friends behind. They make new friends here. We might be leaving again. How attached do you get to the people that you're meeting? We have friends, the Niemeyers up by Dunedin. We loved hanging out with them. We loved their friends that we got to get together with. Do we move up there? Do we stay down here? All the while, the clock is ticking on, are we going to keep this rental? We can't keep it more than a couple of months. Do we extend it? Do we buy something? Do we buy something short term that could be a good rental later on, but not buy into the craziness of the market too much? What happens when you start doing this, you start questioning a lot of things in your life. Things that were common, things that you were secure on, you start to wonder, is the expense of this too much? We've never had these expenses before. It's always been a smooth ride of building up wealth, sitting in a house that we don't owe very much on. We pay our bills way ahead of time. And now I'm sitting here and I'm starting to stress. I'm starting to worry more, but I'm not exactly sure what I'm worried about. So last Sunday, I drove up an hour north to look at some places up in the Clearwater, the Palm Harbor area, thinking maybe we just rent for a year, let the market settle, and not worry about buying into anything. And at the same time, that's a financial and mental hit. of like, do we really want to spend $35,000-$40,000 maybe on rent for a year? Now, I know that's normal for some people, but I'm like, we've never done that before. That money always goes towards something that would be an asset, hopefully going up in value. And man, that was a hard hit. So I was really in a down spot when I drove back that Sunday and I called Elizabeth. And like I said, she's unbelievable and she's always so supportive. And like I said, sometimes too supportive. So on the drive back, as I'm driving over the bridge, leaving St. Pete, going in to the Bradenton, Sarasota area, I saw a side of her that I haven't seen in a while. And halfway through the conversation, I felt like I was in one of my favorite movies, which I'm not going to tell you because I'm going to save that for next episode because we're 5 minutes in already. But she stood up and she stood tall and she delivered a conversation that completely was the beginning of shifting my mindset. And I realized right then that we had made life too easy. And because of that, I fell into the traps of it. And that's what I'm going to talk to you about next episode, because sometimes too much freedom and not enough challenges can lead you to becoming a different person, not in a good way, from what got you started and the main reasons behind your success to begin with. And when you feel like you lose that, you begin to question everything. And that's where I was at. So I'm going to come back with you tomorrow with that. And I'm not sure, there might be a few more off of that. Depends on how it goes. This isn't scripted. I'm just talking. So if you want to know what she said to me, how she changed me, and the movie that it reminded me of, come back tomorrow and I will see you then.